News from Oroville, September 8th, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe, Christoph, David, Doru, Oliver, Uriel, and Yahalom. The weather today is sunny. Temperature is 32 degrees. West-southwest winds 21 kilometers per hour. Possibility of rain tonight. And during the week, temperature range 25 to 32 degrees, and chance of rain continues. The following is an excerpt from an interview with B.
I am very happy to have returned to Oroville after a brief visit to America that lasted 11 years, which is a very long time to be away from home. So you can imagine how happy I am to be back, to see all the developments, to meet all the old friends again, and to plunge into the work of calling the future. So I come with having been in California, where I had encounters with many interesting people and many innovative projects. And so I really hope that Oroville would be keeping up. So that's my only reservation about Oroville, as I briefly see the new things happening. Much of it is conventional, and that does disturb me a bit, because construction with concrete and steel, like is going on everywhere, is not what we need. We need the new things. We need to experiment more.
I understand you're going to be working with the raw food unit here in Kotakurai?
Yes, there's the Kotakurai Organic Food Processing Unit, which for years has led the way in coming up with organically grown foods that are healthy and nutritious and produced in a hygienic way. And now that project is expanding out to do a restaurant so that people can, you know, experience this kind of eating. Anyway, that's just one aspect of things that need to happen in Oroville.
We're awfully glad you came back. Welcome home.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. It's hard to express, you know. Of course, when I was out, I didn't feel I was away from Oroville. I always felt I was visiting America. And every time I went somewhere or I went into a store, I always thought, well, would this be useful for Oroville? Or I met somebody and they ask you where you're from. I was from Oroville. And then, so there were many good contacts I made and many things happened. So you see, everything works comes round to what is needed in the end.
The Tibetan Pavilion team, the East Asian Cultural Event team, and the Korean Peace Meeting team invite newcomers and Orovillians who are Asian or who are deeply fond of Asian culture or who have an Asian spirit from past connections to an Asia Unity meeting. It is to be an exchange and sharing about Asian culture in Oroville. This meeting is called by Orovillians Kalsang from Tibet, Jyoti from Japan, Handel from South Korea, and Chubo from China. It's at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, September 9th, at the Pavilion for Tibetan Culture. Here's one of Sri Aurobindo's thoughts and aphorisms. The strangest of the soul's experiences is this, that it finds when it ceases to care for the image and threat of troubles, that the troubles themselves are nowhere to be seen. And it's then that we hear from behind those unreal clouds, God, laughing at us. The news is reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, contact orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.